It's unlikely in practice that auditors will be able to design tests that identify individually material misstatements. It's much more common that misstatements in aggregate, you know, added together, become material. So auditors have to consider that they can only test on a sample basis, so they have to evaluate their findings and determine how likely it is that errors identified in the sample are representative of material errors in the whole population that we're looking at. So because of this, materiality for financial statements as a whole may not be the best guide in determining the nature and extent of audit tests. So to this end, what the ISAs do is introduce two further concepts, performance materiality and tolerable misstatement, that guide the way an auditor performs and evaluates the results of their tests. So what is this performance materiality? Well, it's the amount set by the auditor which is less than materiality for the financial statements as a whole. So it reduces to an appropriately low level the probability that the aggregate of uncorrected and undetected misstatements exceeds materiality for the financial statements as a whole. So by using this lower amount, the auditor is more likely to identify misstatements which would become material if all added together. Tolerable misstatement, well, that's a monetary amount that's set by the auditor, in which the auditor tries to get an appropriate level of assurance that the monetary amount is not exceeded by the actual misstatement in the population. So it's the practical application, really, of performance materiality to an audit sample. If the total of errors in the sample exceeds the tolerable misstatement, then the auditor considers that the risk of material misstatement from the whole population is high, and so tests a greater sample size. If the total of the errors in the sample is less than the tolerable misstatement, then the auditor might be reasonably confident that the risk of material misstatement in the whole is low, and so no further testing is required.